非常高兴今天能够在这里来到罗威尔华人圣经教会。
And we just have a very special place in our heart for all of you.
在我们的心里，对你们有一个特别的地方。
In my role as the director of the Boston Baptist Association, I have the privilege of visiting in churches all over this city.
在我作为波士顿浸联会的宣教主任这个职务，我有机会来去到访很多地方不同的教会。
And when I compare churches, I can tell when I'm in a great church.
当我比较这些教会的时候，我能够感觉到我是在一个非常棒的教会。
I can tell you that I already know that this is a great church.
我可以告诉你们，我已经能够知道这是一个非常棒的教会。
There is such a atmosphere of joy and love in this place.
在这个地方有这样一种喜乐和爱的气氛。
And even though you don't understand the language, you can feel these things in your heart by the Spirit of God.
其实你不懂你们的语言，但是在心里我也能感觉到你们对神的那种爱。
Well, your pastor, Pastor Peter, already told you that my wife and I live in Nashua.
你们的牧师，吴牧师刚才已经告诉你们，我和我的太太，住在 Nashua.
This morning I put it in the GPS and it said it takes 25 minutes from my door to your door. 25 minutes.
今天早晨我输入 GPS 的时候，我看到从我们家到你们教会一共是25分钟。
And sometimes when I tell people in the Boston area that we live in New Hampshire, they think, oh, so far away.
有时候当我告诉在波士顿的人说我住在 New Hampshire 的时候，他们说，哦，你们住。
They think, yes, it's like it's near the Arctic Circle where we live.
他们感觉我们好像是住在靠近北极圈那里。
I assure you, it's not that far.
我可以肯定的告诉你们，没有那么远。
And let me tell you about something interesting that happened to me while I was the pastor at Nashua Baptist Church.
让我来跟你们讲一些当我在那个教会 Nashua 教会担任牧师的时候发生过的一些有趣的事情。
One day I received a telephone call from a man in Florida that I'd never met before.
有一天我接到一个电话，从佛罗里达有一个我从来不认识的人打电话给我。
He had the same position that I have. He was a director of a group of churches in Florida.
他和我的职位是一样的，他是在佛罗里达那边的教会联合会的主任。
And he wanted to bring a group of them to come to New England to do mission work.
他想要带领一个团队到新英格兰地区来做福音工作。
And he asked, would Nashua Baptist Church be willing for them to stay there?
他问我们 Nashua 教会是不是愿意接待他们住在那里。
Well, it sounded very interesting to me.
这个对我来说很有意思。
And I asked him, how many people will you bring?
那我就问他说，你会带多少人来？
He said, oh, maybe about 25 or 30 people, something like this.
他说可能25到30个人大概是这样子的。
Now you see, our church was only a church of about 100 people.
你知道我们教会是只有100人左右的教会。
And I said, I think that our 100 people, we can do that. We can host 30 people.
我想以我们100人这个规模的教会来说，我们应该是可以接待25到30个人。
Maybe that will be a little bit of a challenge, but we can do it.
可能是有一点挑战，但是我们应该是可以。
And so I agreed.
所以我就同意了。
And then about a month later, he called me up a second time.
一个月之后呢，他又第二次给我打电话。
He said, "You know, the people are signing up more than I expected."
他说，你知道吗？有很多人就是超过我的想象，很多人在登记报名。
And I asked, "Well, what's happening?"
对，我问他说怎么回事。
He said, "Sam, maybe we'll have as many as 50 people come."
他说 ，Sam， 我们可能会有50个人左右要来。
Maybe you know how I began to feel.
那你可能会知道我开始怎么感觉。
Well, this is going to be a big challenge for us.
这对我们来说将会是一个大挑战。
But this is God's work. We cannot say no.
但是这个是神的工作，我们不能够拒绝。
Bring them, and we'll find a place.
带他们来，我会给他们找地方住。
And then it happened again.
然后又发生了。
In about 2 weeks, he called me a third time.
就两周之后，他又第三次给我打电话。
He said, "Sam, everybody wants to go to New England."
他说 ，Sam， 每个人都想要来到新英格兰地区。
I said, "What do you mean?"
我说，你这是什么意思？
He said, "Maybe we're going to have 75 people."
他说，我们可能会有75个人要来。
We only had 100 people in our church.
但是我们教会只有100个人。
And they're going to bring about 75 to stay in our homes.
他们要带75个人来住在我们的家里。
But what could I say to him?
但是我应该对他说什么？
I couldn't refuse.
我不能够拒绝。
This is God's work.
这个是神的工作。
I said, you bring everybody who wants to come and we'll find a place for them.
我说你带所有想要来的人到我们这里来，我会给他们找地方住。
And that summer, our church of 100 people, we opened our homes and we fed 80 volunteers from Florida.
那个夏天，我们教会以100人的规模，我们敞开家门，接待了80个从佛罗里达来到我们这里的人，给他们提供食宿。
They ate breakfast in the homes of our members.
他们早晨是在我们的会友家里吃早饭。
And then they came to our church and they divided into groups.
然后他们来到我们教会，分成团队。
And they went all over southern New Hampshire doing ministry and mission work.
然后在新罕布什尔州南部整个地区来进行福音工作。
They didn't all work at our church. They worked in several churches across the bottom part of our state.
他不是在我们教会做福音工作，他是在我们那一带边界的地方很多不同的教会当中来做福音工作。
And they ate lunch wherever they were assigned to work. That's where they ate lunch.
他们的午饭是在他们被派到的任何的地方去，在那里吃午饭。
And then all the teams came back to our church in the evening.
然后所有的团队晚上回到我们教会。
And the ladies of the group, they prepared a big meal, a dinner for them.
有一对姐妹会给他们准备晚饭。
And the members of our church came in, and we all had a big worship service every night together.
然后我们的会友晚上也一起来，我们一起吃饭，然后有一个崇拜一起。
And then they all went back to the homes of our members, and they spent the night.
然后他们就去到我们的会友家里，晚上住在那里。
And they had a restful sleep, and they were ready to work the next day.
晚上好好的休息，第二天又准备继续工作。
For almost 10 years, I served as the pastor of Nashua Baptist Church.
我在这个教会担任牧师有差不多十年的时间。
And I've been in other positions. This was one of the most enjoyable and one of the healthiest churches I've ever been a part of.
我也担任过很多其他的工作，但是这个教会是我见过的最喜乐也最健康的一个教会。
And many wonderful things and many wonderful experiences occurred while I was the pastor there.
当我是这个教会的牧师的这段时间当中，发生了很多非常令人喜悦的事情。
But the most significant event that ever took place during those years was that week that those 80 volunteers came from Florida and spent that time with the members of our church.
但是其中最重要的一件事情就是那一个星期从佛罗里达来的八十个队员在我们教会会友家里居住食宿那一个星期是最最重要的一个星期一件事情。
I understand that something like that is about to happen here.
我知道类似的事情也将要在发生在这个教会。
And just a few months from now, perhaps as many as 200, I read on your website, as many as 200 volunteers are coming from Alabama and Maryland to the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Lowell.
在几个月之后，我从你们的网站上看到，几个月之后就会有将近就有大约200个人从阿拉巴马跟马里兰来到你们教会。
I see that they. I read that they just turned your power off in that building.
我读到说他们刚刚把你们壁栋的楼断电了。
And I see that you already have begun the demolition.
我也看到你们已经开始拆迁。
And before long, they're going to come in with materials, and they're going to start to build a beautiful, spacious new worship center.
很快的，他们就会来到这里开始动工，建造一个非常漂亮的、非常宽敞的一个敬拜中心。
With my own eyes, have seen the architect plans, and they're marvelous.
我已经亲眼见过那个建筑计划，真的是棒极了。
And you are going to be so blessed to have this new facility.
你们真的是很有福气，能够拥有这样的一个新的建筑。
In the years ahead, everybody here is going to look back and remember these special days when this building was going up.
在将来的很多年里。当人们回头看的时候，人们会看到这个建筑这样的建起来。
This is going to be a spiritual highlight in the life of this church.
这会是这个教会历史当中的一个属灵高峰。
So I want to encourage you from the bottom of my heart that all of you take part and sign up to have volunteers stay in your home.
所以从我的内心深处，我想要鼓励大家，每个人都来报名登记，让义工们可以住在你们家里。
And the Bible promises a special blessing on you if you do it.
而圣经也应许我们，如果你这样做的话，就会有特别的福气赐给你。
That's true. Did you know that?
你知道吗？这个是真的。
The Bible gives a very clear promise to those who open their homes to God's workers.
圣经应许说，那些敞开自己的家门来接待工人的人，神会有特别的福气给他们。
And so, if you have your Bible, I invite you to open it with me to Matthew chapter 10.
所以，如果你有圣经的话，我邀请你和我一起打开圣经到马太福音第十章。
Verses 11 through 13.
十一到十三节。
Matthew 10, verses 11 through 13.
马太福音第十章第十一到十三节。
When you enter any town or village, find out who is worthy.
你们无论进哪一城哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人。
And stay there until you leave.
就住在他家，直住到走的时候。
Greet a household when you enter it.
进他家里去，要请他的安。
And if the household is worthy,
那家若配得平安。
Let your peace be on it.
你们所求的平安就必临到那家。
But if it is unworthy,
若不配得,
let your peace return to you.
你们所求的平安仍归你们。
Now, these words are part of a larger narrative.
那这些话是一个在一大段的这个描述当中。
They are just a small part of the instructions that Jesus gave to his 12 disciples.
这是耶稣给他的十二个门徒的教导当中的一小部分。
When he sent them out on a mission to the Israelites.
当他把他们派到以色列各个地方去传道的时候。
And so we certainly can't take time this morning to look at all of those instructions.
好，我们今天早上当然不可能有时间来看这些所有的这些教导。
Just look at this one part. When they entered the house of those who were going to provide shelter and food, what were the workers to do?
那我们就是来看这一小段。当那些人把准备打开家门来接待这些工人的时候，会发生什么？
The first priority was that they were to give a blessing on that house.
那首先的、首要的就是他们会祝福那个家。
And if the people were worthy, then that blessing would stay on them.
那如果那一家是好人，这个祝福就会临到他们。
But if the people weren't worthy, then the blessing would return to the disciples.
那如果那一家不配得，这个祝福就扔归门徒们。
A little bit later in Jesus' ministry, he did this again.
在耶稣之后的生涯当中，他又做了一次这样的事情。
Not just with the 12 disciples, but with 70 of his followers, he sent them out with very similar instructions.
这次不再是十二个门徒，而是七十个。那他也是用类似的这样的教导来把他们发出去。
You can find that in the book of John or the book of Luke, excuse me, chapter 10.
你们可以在路加福音第十章那里读到。
And there in Luke chapter 10, Jesus says, when you enter a house, this is what you should say.
在路加福音那里，耶稣这样说，无论你进哪一家，你先要说，
Peace be to this house.
愿这一家平安。
That's the greeting that Jesus told his workers to speak on the house where they would stay and where they would eat. Peace be to this house.
这是耶稣对他的门徒的教导，就是他们不论是住在哪一家，在哪一家吃饭，他要对他们说，愿这一家平安。
We call this a benediction. It is a prayer.
我们称这个为祝福，这是一个祷告。
And we're asking God's blessing upon the house that is giving us a place to sleep and food to eat.
我们求神赐给这一家，这一家提供给我们食宿的，这一家有祝福。
And Jesus promised if those people are worthy, then that blessing, he will grant that prayer.
那耶稣保证说，如果这一家是好人，是配得的，那他就会批准这样的祷告。
So we should understand what the word worthy means.
那我们需要来明白这个词 worthy 配得是什么意思。
It means that it is appropriate or fitting.
它的意思是合适的、合理的。
It means to be in agreement with.
是符合什么事情的。
And so the people would be in agreement with the work and with the ministry and the message of the disciples.
所以呢，就是这一家，他们同意工人们他们的目的、他们的工作和他们的在这里的意向。
This is the same idea that is in the book of Luke, where it is called if it is a person of peace.
这个和在路加福音里面讲到的是同样的意思。路加福音里说的是平安。
That means they receive the disciples and they don't turn them away. They offer them peace.
也就是说，这一家他们接待这些门徒，他们不把他们就是拒绝出去，他们就得到平安。
And so, if you accept their work and you agree with their work and you are not against them but you support them, then the blessing of God will be on that house.
所以说，如果你接受他们的工作，你同意他们的工作，你接待他们，那神的祝福就会临到你这一家。
The word peace is the Greek word eirene.
那平安这个词在希腊语里面是 eirene.
It is the word that we get the name Irene from.
也是我们从这个字得到 Irene 这个名字。
I think I know somebody here who has that name Irene.
我想我认识这里的有一个人名字叫 Irene.
And it's a beautiful name. It is the Hebrew word Shalom.
这个名字非常美，它也是希伯来的名字希伯来的字叫做 Shalom.
And but Shalom is it's a rich word with a full meaning.
Shalom 这个字是一个非常丰富，字义非常丰富的字，有着很宽广的意概念。
It means more than just the absence of war.
它的意思不只是说不打仗。
It means much more than that. It means tranquility of our circumstances and tranquility of our spirit.
它的意思远远超过这些，他的意思是说我们所处的这个环境的平安安宁和我们内心的安宁。
And in the Bible, it seems to always be coupled with prosperity of our circumstances.
在圣经里面这个字好像总是和富足、富裕这个字联络在一起。
And so when you bless a home with shalom or eirene, that has this meaning of tranquility and prosperity.
所以当你用这个字来祝福这个家的时候，它就含有这样的安宁、宁静这样的意思。
And God says that if the people are in agreement with what you do, He will grant that request.
而神说，当人们同意这些工人他们所要做的工的时候，神就会批准这样的祝福临到。
Why would we refuse such a blessing from God?
那我们为什么要拒绝从神来的这样的福气呢？
Why would we close our doors to what God would do for our home and for our family and refuse to receive His workers?
那我们为什么要就是关闭我们的家门拒绝神的福气，不接待这些工人呢？
Let me share with you, I think, a little example of what shalom is.
让我来跟你们分享一个小例子来阐释 shalom 平安这个字的意思。
I remember when I experienced God's shalom in my own heart.
我记得我自己当我自己经历到神的平安在我心里的时候。
We were serving as missionaries in Kiev, Ukraine.
我们是在 Kiev 乌克兰的 Kiev 这个地方是作为宣教士在那里服侍。
And I was the pastor of the International Baptist Church of Kiev.
我是Kiev 那个地方的国际International Baptist 国际浸信会教会的牧师。
It was the best job in the world.
是世界上最好的工作。
I loved what I did.
我真的是爱我所做的工作。
I was in that position for 3 years.
我担任这个职务三年。
And then later I became a church planner, and I was in that position for about 5 additional years.
之后呢，我就成为职堂的牧师，而且在这个职位上担任工作5年。
But during that time, we opened our home and we practiced hospitality to Ukrainians there in the city of Kiev.
那在那段时间的时候，我们就敞开我们的家门，来对Kiev 那个地方的人表现好客。
We had Bible studies for Ukrainian businessmen.
我们给乌克兰那边的商人给他们开这个查经班。
And through this, we saw many come to know Jesus.
借着这个，我们看到很多人信主。
And there was a group of Iranian refugees. They came from Iran and they came to Europe through Ukraine. And we began to minister to the Iranians.
然后也有一群伊朗人，他们是经由经由就是从乌克兰到了那边，然后我们也带领他们来向他们传福音。
And these were Muslims.
他们是就是穆斯林。
And we began to teach them about Jesus in our home.
我们就开始在我们的家里向他们就传讲耶稣。
And they would come and we would feed them.
他们会来到我们家里，我们就请他们吃饭。
And we would give them tea.
我们请他们喝茶。
And they would sit around in our living room.
他们就坐在我们家的客厅。
And we would get to know them and become their friend.
我们就跟他认识他们，成为他们的朋友。
And we saw so many of them come to know Jesus.
我们就看到这很多的人他们当中的很多人就来认识耶稣。
And they started their own church.
他们甚至开始自己的教会。
This was a Persian or a Farsi church.
这是一个波斯的远东地区的教会。
You know, you can never predict what God's plans are for your life.
你真的是很难预料到神在你的生命当中有什么样的计划和安排。
Because here I was an American who spoke English.
因为我是一个美国人讲英文。
Living in a Ukrainian city where they speak Russian.
但是是住在乌克兰的一个城市，而他们讲俄文。
And we started a church for Iranians where they speak Persian.
但是我们在那里是为一群伊朗人就是。
You can never make plans like that.
他们讲波斯话，所以你永远不可能估计到这样的事情。
You never can imagine what God has planned for your life.
你就是估计不到神会在你的生命当中有什么样的计划。
When we follow Him, He takes us on an exciting adventure.
那当我们来跟从神的安排的时候，我们就会来开始一个令人惊喜的一个旅程。
I never imagined to see so many Muslim people come to know Jesus.
我真的是从来没有想象到这么多的穆斯林能够接受耶稣，认识耶稣。
And it all started right in the living room of our home.
而这个就开始于我们家的客厅。
As we welcomed these guests,
当我们欢迎这些客人来
，and we gave them something to eat,
我们给他们食物来吃。
We saw them come to know Jesus.
我们看到他们来接受耶稣。
I wish I had more time to talk to you about this.
我真的是希望我有更多的时间可以来跟你们讲这个。
One day we were reading the Bible, just telling them the stories of Jesus.
有一天，当我们在看圣经的时候，给他们讲耶稣的故事。
Many Muslim people have heard misinformation about the Lord.
而很多的穆斯林，他们其实听到的关于主的一些信息都是错误的。
So I wanted them to read for themselves through the New Testament the teachings of Jesus.The life of Jesus.
所以我想让他们从新约里面，就从耶稣自己的生平，从耶稣自己的教导当中来自己来看到底是怎么回事。
And as we looked at the stories of Jesus, something wonderful happened.
当我们在看耶稣的故事的时候，发生了很奇妙的事情。
Right in the middle of one of our lessons, a Muslim man spoke up.
就在我们这个当时的查经当中，有一个穆斯林男人他开始说话。
He said, "Stop."
他说停下来。
He says, "I know that this is the truth."
他说我知道这是真理。
And this is what I've been looking for all of my life.
这是我终生所寻求的。
And that day he got down on his knees in front of all his Muslim friends.
然后他当着他所有的穆斯林朋友的面跪了下来。
And he opened his heart to Jesus Christ.
把他的心打开给耶稣基督。
And that began a movement of Muslims coming to know the Lord.
而这个也就开启了一个穆斯林认识主的这样的一个运动。
And it still continues to this day.
直到今天还在进行。
At the end of those 3 years, it was time for us to come back to the United States.
三年之后就到了我们回到美国的时候。
We had a 3-year assignment and it had reached the conclusion.
我们的当时派去是派我们去三年，就已经到了这个三年的结束。
I was on the airplane with my wife and my children.
我在飞机上跟我的太太跟孩子们。
We were somewhere over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
我们当时是在大西洋的上空。
I was just reflecting upon the last 3 years and what happened in our lives.
我就在那里回想在过去的三年当中，在我的生命当中所发生的事情。
And tears just began to fill my eyes.
我的眼里就噙满了泪水。
And I was so content in my heart.
我的心里充满了满足。
I had such a deep, deep feeling of peace.
我的心里有着深深的平安。
I told my wife, I'm ready to die right now.
我对我太太说，我现在真的是可以准备，可以死掉了。
I don't need anything else in my life to be happy or to be satisfied, but what already God has done.
我已经不需要任何其他的事情来让我满足，我已经得到了我最需要的。
That's what shalom is.
这个就是 shalom 平安的意思。
It is this deep sense of contentment and tranquility.
是这种深深的满足感、安宁感。
But all of that happened because of the hospitality that we gave to those Iranians.
而所有这一切都是因为我们对这些伊朗人表现好客所带来的。
Do you know that in the Bible it says that a pastor must be hospitable?
你知道在圣经里面啊，要求说啊，牧师必须要好客。
It even mentions this before it says that he should be able to teach.
这个甚至是在要求牧师必须能教导之前。
In the Bible, hospitality has a higher priority than the ability to teach.
在圣经里面是把好客这一个标准放得要高于教导这个标准。
So we offered hospitality, and through that, in my life came the greatest contentment that I've ever known.
所以当我们来来做到好客这一点的时候，在我的生命当中，我就经历了最大的满足感。
But let me give you peace and prosperity. This is all part of shalom.
那让我来告诉你，平安和富足，这些都是 shalom 平安这个意字这个字所包含的意思。
So I asked my children yesterday. We were sitting around the table.
昨天当我们都坐在桌子旁边的时候，我就问我的孩子们。
And all of our lives, we've practiced hospitality.
我们在生活当中一直是在就实践好客。
And I asked them, how have you been blessed because of the hospitality of our home?
那我就问他们说，我们家的这种好客是怎么样让你感觉到有福气？
What benefit do you think that you've received as a young person because our family has been hospitable?
你觉得你作为一个年轻人是如何因着我们家表现好客而感受到福气？
They said some very interesting things.
他们说了一些很有意思的事情。
These are my children.
这是我的孩子们。
And I want to tell you what my oldest son said.
我想告诉你们我的大儿子是怎么说的。
His name is Zachary.
他的名字叫 Zachary.
He lives in Chicago.
他住在芝加哥。
He is a graduate of Wheaton College in Chicago.
他是毕业于芝加哥的惠顿商学院。
He is now a student at the Booth Business School.
他现在是Booth 商学院的一个学生。
This year it's voted the number one business school in America, number one business school in America.
而这个商学院今年被评为全美第一家就最好的商学院。
And Zachary works downtown at a glass marble high-rise skyscraper in Chicago.
Zach 他是在芝加哥的有一座玻璃和大理石建筑的高耸的办公楼里。
It's a very high-powered atmosphere that he works in.
在那个工作环境是非常高能量的。
For me, I would feel completely out of place in a circumstance like my son works.
如果是我的话，在我儿子工作的那样的一个环境里，我就会感觉到非常不知所措。
I'm just a simple, ordinary person, and I don't feel comfortable downtown in a high-rise glass office building in Chicago.
因为我就是一个普普通通的人，如果是我要在这样一个芝加哥市中心高耸的有玻璃和大理石建筑的这样的一个写字楼里的话，我会觉得手足无措。
But my son feels right at home there.
但是我的儿子在那里觉得非常舒服。
And he's very successful in his work.
他的工作也非常的成功。
He told me how much money he makes.
他告诉我他赚的钱是多少。
He makes more money than my wife and me combined.
他赚的钱超过我和我太太的钱的加在一起的数目。
Parents are always happy when their children do well.
当孩子们的就是做得很好的时候，父母真的是非常的开心。
But he also loves Jesus Christ and he serves Jesus Christ.
而他也爱主耶稣，他也服侍主耶稣。
But he sells software. He sells Watson Analytics software for IBM.
他是为 IBM 这个公司来销售 What's in there 这个
Watson Analytics
Watson Analytics
software for IBM
这个 软件。
And he's learning to be a data scientist.
他是在学习成为一个数据工程师。
And he says, "Dad, it's so easy."
他对我说，爸爸，这个很容易。
He says, "I make all this money, and it is so easy."
我挣这么多钱，但是这个很容易。
And he sells this software to some of the largest corporations in the world.
他把软件推销到世界上的一些最大的一些商家企业。
And for him, it's not even difficult.
对他来说，这个一点都不困难。
And he said, "Dad, it's because I learned how to have conversation with strangers."
他说，爸爸，因为我学会了如何跟陌生人交谈。
Growing up in our home, when we had all these strangers come and eat with us, I watched how you had conversation with them.
我在这个家里长大一直看到我们家里如何接待陌生人，你们如何和他们交谈，我就从当中学会了如何与陌生人交谈。
And now he's a very successful salesman for IBM in a high-rise marble office building in the heart of Chicago, and he makes more money than my wife and me.
而现在他就成为了一个非常就为 IBM 工作的工作人员，是在芝加哥市中心这样一个高耸的有着玻璃有着大理石建筑的办公室里面，而且赚的钱远远超过我和我太太的加在一起。
Peace and prosperity.
平安与富足。
That's shalom.
这就是 shalom.
And God promises to give shalom.
而神应许说要赐给我们 shalom.
To those who open their homes.
给那些开放他们的家的人。
To workers for Jesus Christ.
那些开放他们的家给主耶稣的工人的人。
To open your home and give them something to eat.
开放你们的家，招待他们吃饭。
And to open your home and give them a warm place to sleep.
开放你们的家，给他们一个温暖的地方可以睡觉。
And to agree with them in their message and in the work that they do.
也赞同他们的信息和他们的工作。
God promises very, very clearly.
神非常清楚的应许。
He even repeats it a second time in the scriptures.
他甚至在经文里面几次的重复的说道。
That if you're willing to do that,
那如果你愿意这样做的话，
He will have His shalom.
他就会把他的 shalom 赐给你。
Come upon your home.
赐给你的家。
So folks,
所以
Shin Mei told me something that bothered me this morning.
Shin Mei 今天早上告诉我的事情让我感到
担心。And when I talk to Gideon, I hear some nervousness in his voice.
当我跟你们的 Pastor Gideon 讲话的时候，我也从他的声音里面听到有一点紧张。
I say, how are you going to have 200 volunteers coming this summer? Is that right?
我说你们夏天的时候会有200个义工来到这里是吗？
But they don't all come at the same time.
当然他们不是同时。
Maybe 100 at a time.
可能是
something like that.
来一百个人。
Listen, if our 100 people could have 80 people in their home, the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Lowell can have 100 people very easily.
如果我们一百个人的教会能够接待80个人的话，那罗威尔华人圣经教会应该绰绰有余，可以接待一百个人。
Do not miss God's blessing on your home.
不要错过神要对你们家的赐福。
Open it up.
开放你的家。
And give something to eat and a place to sleep to these workers.
给这些工人们提供食宿。
Amen.
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 同意吗？
God bless you.
神祝福你们。